following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Life's pretty unpredictable. Things beyond your control can keep you from being productive at the office. You get sick, bad weather, traffic jams. That's why I recommend Go to My PC by Citrix. Helps you stay productive despite the unexpected. It allows you to connect to your office Mac or PC from any other computer or your iPad. I use it from my iPad. You can work on any file, use any program, access your internal network. And by the way, airport, get it done. At home, get it done. With Go to My PC, you can have peace of mind knowing that your office computer is just a click away. I've been using Go to My PC for years. I love it on my iPad. The bottom line, getting work done on my terms from where I'm at. Try Go to My PC free today. I've got a special offer, a 45-day free trial just for you. Go to mypc.com, visit it. Click on the Try It Free button and enter the promo code Colin. Go to mypc.com.
Welcome to Big Ten Football and Lincoln, folks. Huskers and Buckeyes. Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. Maher drills one from 51 yards out. Play action fake. Rolling to the near side. Literally, they throw it back to the tight end, Stormburner. He's got room. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ohio State. And the Buckeyes are going up and down the field in the first quarter against the Husker defense.
Uh-oh.
Turn to hand it off to Carlos Hyde. He's got a seam. 40, 45, midfield. 45, 40. Carlos Hyde off to the races. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Buckeyes. Are you kidding me?
Uh-oh.
You want to try to get something going here, but at the same time, you know, throw a crazy pick here, and the game is bad shape then.
Tater launches it downfield. It's intercepted. Picked off at the 45-yard line by Orion Johnson. Snap down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So on the final play of the half, the Buckeyes get a 35-yard field goal.
Uh-oh.
Miller, long count, turns, hands it off to Carlos Hyde, shoving his way to the goal line. Touchdown, Buckeyes.
That was a joke.
Snap back to Braxton Miller. Zone read. He keeps it himself. Gets a first down. Up to the 23. Ball came out. Huskers rip it. Nebraska forces the turnover, ripping the ball out of Braxton Miller.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Tater Martinez gets loose. 10-5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Tater Martinez around the left side. And the Huskers have found the end zone for the first time tonight. Play action. They roll the pocket for Miller. He's going to run. He gets hit. Stop. He'll lose a couple of yards. Stood up by Sean Fisher. Option throw. Back to pass as Tater looks, throws, pass is caught. Kenny Bell, he's got a first down. Huskers have a little rhythm going now offensively. Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Unwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Turn handed off to Hyde off the right side. David comes after him. Brings him down. He'll lose 3 yards. Levante David. There's an All-American for you. Toss back to Burkett off the right side. Rex gets to midfield. 45. Upended at the 42 of the Buckeyes. It's a 13-yard gain by Rex Burkett. And the Huskers starting to take this game over. Option far side. Back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out. A flat. Burkhead makes a catch. Sets a tackle. 25-20. 15-10. 5. Rex Burkhead. Touchdown, Nebraska. And the Huskers are now within a point.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Bowserman has time. Launches one down the field looking for Philly Brown. And a pass. Intercepted. Picked off. Picked off by Stanley Jean-Baptiste. Stanley Jean-Baptiste. Welcome to the Black Shirts. Toss it back to Rex off the right side. Rex gets through. 35, 30. Rex Burkett, 25. Wrapped up. Thrown out of bounds inside the 20-yard line of the 19. Second and 10 from the 18. I formation. Turn. Toss it back to Burkett off the left side. Rex has a seam. 15, 10. Burkett, 5. Dives. He's in. Touchdown, Nebraska. And the Huskers have come all the way back. And they have the lead. 33-27.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
And up to Burkhead, who's lined up again to the fullback. 30, 25, 20. Has another first down, and that's going to do it. Celebration time in Lincoln. The Cornhuskers roar back, a school record comeback.
What a memorable first game at home in the Big Ten Conference.
Talked last night about family, about having each other's back, about togetherness. How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Yeah!
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We kicked Bye's ass Saturday. That was awesome. That was awesome. Feel that, Bye. You're done. Who's going to be tougher, Bye or Minnesota?
Well, that's an interesting question because Minnesota's bad.
25 and a half points is immediately when I see that and go, where's my house keys? Then you go, wait a minute. What are they doing to us? Obviously, you have to take Minnesota in this situation.
You would think.
I would have thought the spread would have been higher, but so be it. Maybe Nebraska just hasn't went out and pounded anybody by 25 points this year.
Nebraska hasn't covered this year, have they?
No. 0 for the season. Remember when it was just used to be free money? Who needed subsidy checks? You just bet the Huskers. It was all great. Hey, folks, glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. We get back into Husker football with Bo Pelini's press conference at the bottom of the hour. We'll see what the coach has to say about Minnesota, but mainly I'm guessing there's probably going to be some questions with being on the road, some recruiting trips this week, see how that went for the coach. Still a lot of talk about Ohio State since, and funny, Bo has not spoken to the media since the post-game press conference with the run-in with Dirk Chatelain. That's the last time that the media has been able to ask him questions. He had his radio show last Thursday where he addressed Jared Crick's injury, the crowd, the boos, the comeback, a couple of practices that they had last week. But this will be the first real chance to see. It'll be interesting. Dirk will be in the room. You know it. And he wrote a column over the weekend, or Friday, was it? That column made me almost as uncomfortable. But we'll hear from the coach at the bottom of the hour as they get ready for the second half of the season. How'd we do in our picks, Merritt?
It came down to the tiebreaker.
Was I involved in the tiebreaker?
You were involved in the tiebreaker.
I know I was the closest on the tiebreaker.
You went 8-2.
Oh, my God. The caller went 8-2?
Yes.
Oh,
I went 7-3.
Can I see those?
Yeah.
Awesome.
See? Me, not so well.
Well, no, when I thought I was going 0-10, I thought, wow. I took Northwestern, which was wrong, and I took Utah State. Oh, man. That's amazing. The one time I get off the Fresno State bandwagon. So I went 8-2. Gee. Nice job, Tony. Tony went 4-6. Merritt, 7-3. And our caller, Greg, from Roseland. Man, Greg, sorry, buddy. 8-2, that's the best any of our pickers have gone, isn't it?
But.
Sorry!
But the little battle that we waged between each other all throughout the year, between Merritt, you, and me, to see who the championship of the world is.
Are we all tied?
Dead even.
Through this week, we are dead even heading into the second. Good, I'm glad I could pick up 4 games on you this week. There's a few other places I'd like to gain 4 games. Greg missed the Utah-Pittsburgh game and the Ohio State-Illinois game. I missed Northwestern-Iowa and Utah State-Fresno State. Fire! I was on fire!
8-2, that's going to win you 9. I mean, you don't even have to come down to tiebreakers.
8-2 out of those 10 games? 8-2 out of those 10 games? Yeah, baby. Feel it. Love to hear what you've got to say today about the NFL, about NCAA college football. Ohio State gets a win. And folks, in case you haven't noticed, Nebraska's opponents keep winning. The teams that Nebraska have played, they keep winning, okay? And you can say what you want about their competition, but well, you know what? They keep winning. Ohio State won this weekend.
Wyoming
won this weekend. Fresno State won this weekend. Washington won this weekend. So, and obviously Wisconsin won this weekend. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN, or you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget our ATS Hot Topic poll question of the week has been updated. Last week, who was the Huskers' MVP versus Ohio State? 52% said Levante David, 40% Rex Burkhead, and 8% Taylor Martinez. Those were the votes for last week. This week, who wins the World Series? Texas, St. Louis. And are you interested? Daddy, Cardinal fans are interested, and I have been reminded by this by a couple of them. that I talked about how ill I would be if they, and they are. So the Cardinals, the Rangers, game one, Wednesday night, here on ESPN, every game of the World Series here on ESPN Radio.
10.5 games out August 23rd. 10.5 games out August 23rd. That's remarkable. How about the manager for the Brewers saying last night, was there anything that they did wrong in this whole entire series? Because they're just on a roll right now. And the Brewers couldn't slow them down last night, got behind early, and never could catch up.
Oh, boy. Here, and just as we say that, Cards fan has fired me a big old email here. Dear Doug, normally, yeah, this is just to me. This comes from Dick, the Cards fan. Dear Doug, normally I would sympathize with you over your illness, especially as it started a couple weeks ago in Philadelphia and continued on through Milwaukee. However, as a Cardinals fan, I can only hope that you stay sick through at least the conclusion of the World Series. Maybe you should reexamine the feelings that brought on your illness and heal yourself to a great meal. Here's a sample dinner menu for you. Redbird first inning scores appetizer, deep chill freeze entree, because freeze hit home runs, Pujols El Hombre pasta, and Redbird bullpen salad, and top it off with a Molina Gold Glove sundae. And I can always relax with a La Russa Cardinal Red Brandy after dinner drink. Non-alcoholic, of course. X B J R S L. All teasing aside, here's to what hopefully will be a World Series, great World Series by both teams, and congrats to all the other playoff teams for a great season. Doug, you knew you would hear from me today. Cheer, Cardinal fan. And it gets worse. What do you have for me?
This, of course, no name on this email, of course. Never thought I would cheer so hard for the Patriots. You were wound up yesterday. You were fired up about this.
And outside, again, of the Dan Weldon passing, which is just horrible. I mean, and we're not in a position to even talk about that on this radio show because we're not open. We don't follow that. We don't know the man. We just know that it was a horrific accident, and it wouldn't matter if you're riding bulls or if you're paralyzed in a football game or worse, that's a bad thing. But that outside of that, the Cowboys thing was, again, that's great fodder. I never realized that it's as bad as the Yankees, but they talked about it all morning today on Mike and Mike and, of course, on Colin Cowherd. I snapped yesterday.
No.
I'm tired of losing. And, of course, we catch crap about it all the time. I mean, I'm just a sticking board for everybody to throw their, you know, which whatever. But you know what? I'm tired of that. You had a chance to win a football game, a meaningful football game on the road against a pretty good team, and you don't move the ball well enough to get into the end zone. Come on. And then you give Tom Brady a chance. You give Tom Brady a chance. Dear Jason Garrett, if you wanted to run, you should have given him his chance so that when he did score, there might be some time left on the clock for Tony Romo. And I can't believe that in the back of his mind he'd be thinking, I can't let Romo throw an interception here again and really kill us. I guess I just, right or wrong, I did struck me wrong yesterday.
Well, they're starting to, you know, the question to break everything down. And I think the fourth and two, when we kicked the field goal, Doug, looking back on it now, we should have found a way. You know what? If you're going to leave it to your defense anyway to stop Tom Brady, I guess you shorten the field by giving him an opportunity for a field goal and doesn't have to go in and score a touchdown like he did to beat you. But you go ahead and kick the field goal, the short field goal there. You pick up that first down, you can run the thing almost down to nil. Obviously, you get stopped there. You still got the length of the field, but a lot of second guessing, and they probably played it about as conservative as they could play it. Now they're taking heat on the other side of things. So that's one of the highlights, lowlights of the weekend. But yesterday, everybody in the media deal with the Jim Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz going after each other. I just shake my head a little bit. Adam Schefter tweeted this morning that Schwartz was a defensive assistant on the Ravens in 1998 when Harbaugh was a starting quarterback for the Ravens in 1998. So these guys have known each other for a long time, and Harbaugh got a little bit fired up. Probably if he had to do it over again, I'm sure wouldn't have done what he did. But
well, Cowherd today says that Schwartz is like the most foul-mouthed coach in the entire National Football League. Yeah, it was weird, but you can't blow up like that. You can't Schwartz it. I the blame's on Schwartz here. Harbaugh didn't need to do what he did, but you also have to realize that and let it go. It's a big win, and it isn't right on either side, but yeah, it made for some comedic relief yesterday. By the way, how'd you do on your picks? Because we don't want to forget about that. After I conquered you and won Big Dally Deli's pick 'em.
College 1-2. We go back to losing ways in college. Navy is my only winner. I had Baylor. We go up. We're up ahead, and I'm thinking, gosh, we get 10 points. We're ahead, 14-7 here. Things look good. Robert Griffin's killing him again, only to be soundly defeated by A&M, who is really, really playing very, very well on the offensive side of the ball. They just score points and points and points. The other one, Navy.
Well, Akron.
They didn't. They played bye this week.
Oh, and bye kicked their ass.
They lost to bye. So
six to nothing.
Well, I lost my other one, college, whatever it was, and then the pros won 1-1.
So you're kind of
Cowboys did cover.
Off.
Panthers lost by two touchdowns, and Cleveland comes back and gets a push, and they fake field goal 4th and 20. They run a fake freaking field goal. Kevin Boss scores. And in my fantasy disappointment, do you know on the same team in our scoring-only league, of which I have Devin Hester and Ford?
neither
one in my lineup.
It amazes me, and this our fantasy football minute for today, it amazes me that when we have people on bye week and we stick in a guy you've never heard of him after that game either. Other people, bye week, they start sticking in these third-string wide receivers and backup kick returners, and they just go canuts, like yesterday. Need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We do have a Bo Pelini's press conference coming up, and don't forget Monday Night Football tonight at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. You and your friends are invited to wing it boneless style at the Chicken Coop from 5 to 10. Boneless chicken wings are just 40 cents each. Get a minimum of 10, but why wouldn't you get a bunch? Try all their different flavors, 13 of them to choose from in Kearney. Woohoo! How about try some fries as well? That's right. It's fry night, and I'm not talking French fries.
Fries.
Talking bull fries at the Chicken Coop in Kearney, but it's also boneless wing night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney in Grand Island. World Series is on. NFL and NCAA football on all the time. Whatever you want to watch, it's there for you at the Chicken Coop. Not a bad seat in the house. Lunch specials every day. Great food and drink specials every night. We will be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Suddenly, it's hip to spend $15 on a frou-frou hamburger. It's like fluff and flash are more important than something you can sink your teeth into. But there's hope. It's that little old lady inside all of us just begging to yell, "Where's the beef?" Same place it's always been, Wendy's. And now we've made our classic cheeseburgers even thicker, hotter, and juicier than ever before with premium toppings on a buttered toasted bun. Introducing Dave's Hot and Juicy, only from Wendy's. At participating Wendy's.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Exciting high school sports action can be heard right here all season long and on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM from Blue Hill, it's the championships of the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament. The consolation game begins at 6 as Blue Hill takes on Kennesaw, and the championship game is at 7:30 as Lawrence Nelson battles Shelton. Blue Hill Kennesaw, Shelton Lawrence Nelson, the Twin Valley Conference Volleyball Championships tonight at 6 on the Breeze 94.5.
Overcast skies throughout your day today. Showers become likely by this afternoon. Highs will only top out near 51 degrees. Winds east 5 to 15 miles an hour, possibly gusting higher at times. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. It's currently 46.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo.
Back in Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Sit back, enjoy Bo Pelini's press conference coming up here in just a little bit on the Doug and Daddy Show. Yes, sir.
Just right for you. Bruce Furniture, no after-the-sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print. Folks, the piece of furniture, the price of the piece of furniture or mattress is that price. Just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance. Plus, there's no need to move your furniture out that you're replacing or clear room before they arrive. They'll gladly take care of the heavy lifting for you. Saves you the effort of moving your stuff around with just the right movers for you. Bruce Furniture. Check out the free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. Just stop by and see them today. From pillows, carpet color, wall decor, they've got it for you. Just the right look for you. Just the right furniture for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and out west at Alliance.
Got some Husker football news that we'll tell you here just before the press conference in a couple of moments. But since we last spoke on Friday, quite a few things wrapped up, and we're halfway home in the state championships now. State softball in Hastings, heard everything went well at the Smith Complex. Millard South defeats Lincoln Southwest to win Class A. Omaha Scut edges Beatrice to win Class B. And Wahoo runs the table over Ashland Greenwood, and they win Class C. At the state tennis tournament, some medalists from the area. Adams Central finished third in the Class B team race. Holdridge was sixth. Grand Island Central Catholic was ninth. Adams Central's Isaac Mertens finished as the state runner-up at number one singles. At number one doubles, the Holdridge team of Walker Hennessy and Jared Carlson, they finished second. Adams Central's team of Jordan Nash and Matt Spartz finish in third. And the Class B state champion, by the way, as a team there, was Elkhorn South, followed by Lincoln Pius the 10th. Lincoln Southeast wins A. Creighton Prep finishes as the runner-up. Kearney was 6th. Joe Houston of Grand Island finished 3rd in the Class A number 2 singles. And Ross Prezzini and Jake McGowan of Kearney finished 3rd in the number 1 doubles. So congratulations to all of those individuals and teams for their success. Now, state cross country is this Friday, and we will get you updated on that throughout the week. Kearney High, Lexington, I know that they have qualified both their boys and girls to make it in, and we'll be chatting about that a little bit later on in the week. As Friday, 12 noon, it gets underway at the Kearney Country Club, and updates right here and on our network of stations. Football Thursday and Friday, going to be some intriguing high school matchups as we head down the stretch here. So that's all to come. Another couple of weeks of high school volleyball, as you just heard. I'll be over at Blue Hill tonight for the Twin Valley Conference Championships on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Storm get a win on Saturday night. What'd you think of the pink ice?
I wasn't dark pink. I didn't know really what this.
I was guessing it would be too tough to really make it look pink.
It was fine, though.
Kind of looked like a chemical in a pool.
2-0 win. Well, after the one fight, I guess. So there was some. It got a little bit bigger.
Ooh, wow. Yeah.
Don't worry. It was a steal.
But it was pretty quiet until the third period. And
yeah.
Then the Storm get both goals. They win it 2-0, and they're back home against Indiana on Friday night, on the road on Saturday. So go on out and check out the Tri-City Storm. Kyler Reed has made the semifinal list for the John Mackey Award, which goes to the nation's top tight end. So 31 of 33 Mackey Award finalists have played in the NFL. They'll, of course, knock that down to their final three, I think it is, towards the end of the year. And that will be on November the 21st. Semifinalists on the 14th when the ballot goes down. And so there you go. We'll keep you up to date. But Kyler Reed of Nebraska is on that list. Also over the weekend, Phil Steele, who we've had on our program before, released his midseason all-conference teams and then an All-American team. And for Nebraska, they have a few, not a lot in the Big Ten, but they also have Amir Abdullah. Phil Steele lists him as the number one kick returner in the country. Based on what he's done so far this year, he is his first team kick returner for Nebraska, Amir Abdullah. Now, he is the only Husker that is listed on the All-American first team. Levante David is on the second team right now. And Brett Maher, third team kicker. Again, I said it at the beginning of the year, everybody thought that this would be a possible weakness for Nebraska, is replacing Alex Henry. tried to assure the folks, and Brett Maher has done his job. So great to see that, and Brett Maher gets the nod there. Right now, third team All-American. Rex Burkhead, honorable mention.
But the first teams, yeah, like you said, I think Wisconsin, obviously, on the offensive side of the ball, really Russell Wilson, Monty Ball, Nick Toon, and then a guard, Zietler. So they're well represented, as they, well, they should be with what their offensive production has done. But, yeah, that's great news for, you know, Maher. I don't think he ever expected to come out and say, hey, I just want to do my job and try and do it well, the best of my ability. What do you think about being on Phil Steele's midseason? I mean, I think he'd probably be blindsided. And
it's just been released, of course, Big Ten Players of the Week. Obviously, Nebraska didn't have anybody with the bye week, but they did in volleyball. Hannah Wirth is named the Big Ten Volleyball Player of the Week. Nebraska, again, making it interesting. They sweep Wisconsin and then get down. There's over 9,000 fans in Minneapolis, Minnesota for their game with Nebraska and Minnesota, and Minnesota wins the first set 30-28. They take the first two sets, and then Nebraska just rolls them. Just rolls them in sets 3 and 4 and win the fifth set 15-11. So Hannah Wirth is the player of the week. UNK just destroying volleyball teams right now. They host Chadron State tomorrow. And for Hastings, they won again yesterday. Football, Daddy, Hastings College, 17-0 victory. We'll talk with Coach Tony Harper tomorrow and Daryl Morris. But for Daryl Morris and his squad, we'll be talking after the first loss of the year. And it was just 27-14 Pueblo, 5 turnovers, some picks. You know, they bounce off shoulder pads. They pop up in the air. UNK was going against the supposed best defense in the conference, and I guess it showed. The defense won out on Saturday.
Yeah, and if you happen to be at the ball game or around 7 Nebraska, you know the wind became a huge factor in the ball game. Maybe, you know, the Lopers passing attack. I don't know if Coach Morris will say that, you know, that how much that affected him or not, but we'll get a chance to talk to the coach tomorrow. I know he's very, very disappointed, as the whole team is right now, because they thought you got this deal at home, you got to really run the table and take care of business, and they weren't able to do that.
Coach Morris told us at the beginning of the year he thought that they would have to win all of their games in the conference to make the playoffs. I don't think that he realized Pueblo would be as good as they are and highly ranked as they are. Regional rankings come out in the next week or two, and that's what you got to keep your eye on, and this is a tough region. UNK now needs two things. They do now have to win the rest of their games, but Pueblo has to win the rest of their games, because then all of a sudden you work yourself into a conference tie, and UNK would lose that, because that's what happened to them last year. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Steve from Kearney.
Steve, what's going on?
Yeah, Mr. Duda, I just wondered, what do you think of those Cardinals now?
Oh, man, they were hitting a lot of softballs out of the ballpark last night. You ever seen that many home runs? Even in the McGuire days, they didn't knock that many out.
Well, it's Miller Park, and it's a hitter's ballpark. That's part of it. But, no, that was a crazy game. I've been a Cardinal fan for probably over 50 years, I suppose. And I know that not everybody's a Cardinal fan, obviously. But they got it rolling. I think you better keep an eye on them.
All right, it all starts Wednesday. Good luck to you and your Cardinals, Steve. I'm going to make you happy. Thanks for the call. I'm picking the Rangers. I'm not even waiting until Wednesday. I'm picking Texas. Low home field advantage, St. Louis. So I'm picking Texas. There you go, Cardinal fan. One more time, just to keep riding the bandwagon. That's what we're going to do. By the way, the United Football League cutting its season short. Why don't they just completely cut the season out? All right, let's do that.
We were actually surprised when they played any games at all, or at least I was.
The Las Vegas Locos will visit the Virginia Destroyers in the championship game. Sacramento will visit Omaha Friday in what the league calls the consolation game. Reading Steve Pivovar's article in the Omaha World Herald and online today, Coach Joe Moglia talked to his team and asked them, he goes, there's a long shot chance that we could play one more game if you want to play it. He goes, if you want to play it, then we'll try and arrange it so that we can play. And the team met and said, well, we would play. We want to play. We have to make sure we're going to get paid, you know, which is not a whole lot of money anyway. But so there is one more game. And then it's over. Each team has played 4 of its 6 regular season games in a league that has lost more than $100 million the last 2 years. How is that even possible? Well, Pelini's press conference is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about Minnesota and everything else that's going on. We'll take a break. Be back with Bo after this.
I'm Colin Cowherd, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra, full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Overcast skies throughout your day. Today, showers become likely by this afternoon. Highs will only top out near 51 degrees. Winds east 5 to 15 miles an hour, possibly gusting higher at times. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. It's currently 46.
Nobody wanna Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Glad you're along with us on this Monday, waiting for Bo Pelini to start his press conference here today in Lincoln. And when he does, we'll swing it off to Lincoln just for you. But in the meantime,
I'm waiting for you, Douglas.
Uh-oh.
To look better, feel better, perform better.
It's going to take a while.
That's where our friends at Complete Nutrition are there to help all of your needs. When you show up at Complete Nutrition, you're usually looking to do one of three things: lose weight, gain
strength.
Daddy,
let's go to Lincoln. Okay. We'll talk Complete Nutrition when we get back. Both
Fair
ready
enough.
To go.
It doesn't. I mean, obviously, you lose a good football player, and I feel bad for Jared. But we played a lot of guys. We feel like, you talk about guys that we have: Thad Randall, Terrence Moore, Chase Rome. Guys have played a decent amount of snaps for us, so we feel like we can, we'll be fine up front. I feel horrible for Jared because he's a good football player and came back, and obviously this isn't the way he wanted to end his career here, but things happen. I'm just happy that going forward he'll be just fine. He'll recover fully. Obviously, it's not something that's going to threaten his career, long term. That was my biggest concern when I first, talked to the doctors.
Did he injure that thing right on the spot?
Yeah.
Or was that something that was lingering?
No, it happened right there. It's kind of a freak injury and really didn't, you know, the extent of it, you know, we had pretty good prognosis. You know, the doctors, what they thought was going to be a fairly short-term thing in a hurry turned into a...
Well, obviously, we're having technical difficulties with Bo Pelini's press conference. We apologize for that. We're working on that, working on the connection right now. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we work on the problem. Jared Crick did have his surgery this morning, and sounds like things went well, Tony.
Well, good. And Coach Pelini just saying there that his first concern was about
just
the
so you know, he had surgery
future.
This morning, and it was successful, and it went. Went exactly as planned. So. You know, long term wise for Jared, that's
days,
it's all good news.
Seems to be.
You mentioned Chase Brown. How do you feel he and Thad Randall have progressed through 6 games?
I think Chase has really gotten better. You know, he's come a long way. His knowledge and what he's, you know, his understanding of what we're asking him to do, and you know, Thad, you know, I think is. You know, I told Thad that, you know, he's got to pick it up a little bit. And, you know, but, you know, we're just looking for consistency in that area. But I think, you know, like I said, I feel good about those guys and the potential we have at those spots. And same with Terrence Moore. You know, I mean, at times he looks really good. And he just got to, you know, we're looking for consistency really across the board, not just from those guys, but... across the whole, you know, every position group.
Hey, Bo, when you get a senior leader that goes down like that, how do you keep him involved, you know, day to day?
Well, you know, one thing I know is when we talk to these guys about it, it's the worst thing that can happen is somebody gets hurt and then they drift away from the team, they drift away, and, you know, because, you know, that kind of leads you down, going down. You just don't want that to happen. And you know, this is important to him. It's a senior year. These are his guys. He is a leader on the football team. So he, you know, he has the right mindset right from the start. And so I think that, you know, he'll be around all the time. He can help coach up the younger guys. And I think he'll handle it the right way. It's all individual, you know, and how guys handle a situation like that. But I know it's so important to Jared, and he has such a yeah, he's so strong. He has strong integrity and great character that he'll handle this the right way.
Will he travel with you guys then still?
You know, we applied for a waiver. I believe he'll be able to do that. You know, I think he'll be able to travel with us and not be counted as part of the 70. I think that's done. Yes, it is done. So we heard back from them and they'll allow that to happen, which is it's a great thing. It makes sense. I mean, you shouldn't have to count him, and a young man like him should be able to go and be part of the football team.
With Stanley John Baptiste, are there many guys that within 3 weeks could have went from another position to out there in a critical game and produce like that?
No, I think that showed a lot of you know, the type of kid he is, the type of competitor he is, and believe me, he wasn't perfect. I thought he made a lot of strides. Obviously, I think that game will give him a lot of confidence. I thought he made a lot of strides last week during practice. I think that I really feel good about where he's going and what his potential is at that position.
What made you believe that he could do that? If you had to have a lot of confidence to stick him out there in the second half?
Well, we've been working them in practice, and we really worked them a lot during that week. And, you know, we thought maybe, you know, he was a week away. We, you know, we wanted to break him in and do it at the right time, but we felt like we needed him right there. And he, you know, you can kind of look into a guy's eyes and see if, you know, Is he ready or is he not ready? Is he up to the challenge? And he'd been doing it in practice. He got a lot of reps during that week, and he made the play. You know, especially that one. You know, the interception when it was called upon. You know, it says a lot about the young man. You know, I mean, he's a good athlete and tough and he wants to go out there and compete and be a part of this football team.
Was he pretty receptive to make that move?
Yeah. Oh yeah. He had come to us kind of before. You know, he was right there on the verge of playing, of getting reps at wideout. And he was in the mix, but it was always something that kind of intrigued him. So we don't ever make those decisions. We don't ever say, hey, you're moving. You know, I mean, that's the wrong thing to do. You know, when we recruit a kid, you know, we recruit him at a position, and we always say, you know, if it's somebody who might be able to play multiple positions, we'll say, you know, we'll visit with you down the road if it ever looks like, you know, a situation where you can get on the field faster at another position. But it's not something where we ever say, you know, you're going to move, that's it, period, because, you know, they have to be involved in that decision. It has to be something they want to do.
Did you present it to them as, if you make this move, you're going to have a better chance to play more?
Oh, yeah. Otherwise, it doesn't really make sense for us to make a change, you know.
Setting aside the two Big 12 championship games, you guys are 15-3 during the second half of your first three seasons. Give me a sense of why you guys get better in the second half.
Well, I would hope that you always get better. The more you practice, the more development that happens. I think we're getting better right now. I feel good about where this football team and what is going and what its potential is. I really do. And I thought we had a good couple days of practice last week. I thought the bye week came at a good time for us. And I thought we got some things that we really needed to get accomplished last week. I thought we made progress. And I'm looking forward to the second half of the year.
Can you show them the last two quarters of that Ohio State game and say, this is who we can beat?
Well, I think we do that pretty much daily. I hate to wear you guys out with it. We do talk about the process a lot around here, and we're very black and white. And I've said all along, you know, we need to fix us. I think we're well on the way to fixing us in all areas. And I think we're pretty close in some areas to making a big jump as a team. And you just got to keep working at it. It's about the daily grind of trying to get better. And our team is committed to that. And like I said, I think it's going to be it's a challenge. It's a challenge every day to try and work to get better and improve on the things you need to improve upon to make yourself a better football team. And as long as our kids stay committed to that, I think we'll be fine moving forward.
You take time during the off week to look at the remaining Big Ten schedule kind of as a group, or how those teams may have changed from the start of the season to now, or was it all about you guys?
It was a little bit of both. Okay. We looked at, obviously, I do believe you got to, I thought we'd take a good look at ourselves self-scout-wise, made some, not really personnel decisions, but said, you know, okay, these are the areas we have to get better at. This is where we are, and this is where we want to get to. And we did take a peek ahead, you know, early in the week, not everybody, because, you know, there was obviously some recruiting involved in there and some different things like that. But we took a look ahead at a couple opponents, and just to kind of get a little baseline of what's coming up, what we're in store for in the next 6 weeks.
What's the approach you take with Rex Burkhead going for last week and then going forward in that? Did you try to limit him in practice at all because of the workload or not?
You know, we always try and limit Rex, because if it was up to Rex, he'd take every snap. But you have to, you know, I thought we gave him a little bit of rest last week. Plus, we have some young guys at that position that need to continue to develop and get more reps. We didn't, it's not like we sat him out or anything like that, but we keep that in mind, you know, what kind, you know, every each and every week, what kind of workload, you know, somebody might have had, and, you know, when do they need rest? Do they need a little extra rest? And Rex is a guy, like I said, you got to be extra careful with, because You know, even if you could tell him that he has a day off and he's going to find his way to suit up and sneak himself into the huddle. You know, that's just what his makeup is.
What's Braylon Hurd's availability for you guys right now?
Braylon Hurd's back. He's back in practicing, feeling a lot better. That infection is gone, and he's, you know, the swelling's out, and he's feeling good.
Hey, Bo, what are the two or three biggest reasons, in your opinion, the offensive line has been better than, you know, maybe the past couple of years?
I think consistency. I mean, and that doesn't mean the consistency on your execution. I'm talking about like consistency of what we're doing, of the terminology. You know, we're trying to do a lot of same as. You know, even though we may change formations and consistency in how we're calling things, what we're calling them, their roles, so they can get good at something. You know, we don't do a lot of things where we're changing day to day, week to week. You know, we may change formations and things like that, but there is some consistency in what we're asking those guys to do and what we're asking them to execute. And I think that just lends to guys getting better as time goes on. I think that's happened. I think our offensive line is getting better and executing with more consistency than we have in the past.
Make of Minnesota and kind of the way they've struggled this year after being pretty impressive against USC?
Yeah, they've been through a lot as a football team and as a program. Obviously, Coach Kill, who, you know, I got to meet him, you know, in the off season at the meetings and such, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's obviously everyone knows he's a good football coach, but he's a very, very nice man, a good person. And it's very obvious when you get to meet him. Very down to earth, and his record, you know, as a head coach speaks for itself. He's gone through some tough times, obviously. He's been through some things physically, and we all wish him well, that, you know, going forward, that everything, and, you know, but, you know, to say that's not going to affect your football team some is, you know, that's difficult. You know, that and the things they've gone through, but I think they've persevered through it, and you see them. They've had some struggles, but at times, you know, we've also seen their potential. But you know, you take over a program like he did, that was struggling a little bit. You know, you're not going to come out and be dominant in year one. It's a process. They understand that. But what you watch from his football team is they play hard. And they're well coached, they're aggressive, and they do present some problems for you. And obviously, we have them at their place where, they're going to be they're going to be excited, they're going to play hard, and they're going to give us their best shot. So, we'll be challenged up there in Minnesota. There's no question.
You expect to see both quarterbacks?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. You know, we prepare for them both. I don't think the offense changes a whole heck of a lot, between the two guys. You know, you've got to be prepared for whatever they throw at you. They're coming off of a bye week. I'm sure we're going to see some things we haven't seen yet. So you just got to be ready to execute. You know, in our situation, you just got to be ready to execute our plan.
Hey, Bo, how's Levante adapted to Big Ten offenses, being so different from last year? How has he made the adaptation from 1 year to the next?
Really, really well. I mean, I don't think he really changes much, you know, for him. I mean, we played a little bit of dime. You know, he's kind of done it all, been there, and he's played, you know, he's played the Mike linebacker, played the Will linebacker. He's a really smart football player, very, very instinctive, understands what we're trying to do very well. I think he's grown a lot over last year. I think he's a better football player this year than he was a year ago. I think his knowledge is that much better. I thought he played an outstanding football game against Ohio State, and that's about as Big Ten, offense, as you're going to see. You know, they're pretty downhill, and I think he's good. I think he's adapted well, and I think you can put him into really any style, and he's going to find ways to make plays.
His size, is he holding up fairly well, and do you anticipate him, you know, holding up fairly well as the season goes along.
Yeah, you know what? He's a guy that he just has a knack. He has a knack. He just not a, you know, he's not a 240-pound linebacker, but he's bigger than, you know, he's bigger than he was a year ago. He's around 220. And, you know, in the 220s, mid-220s, you know, kind of fluctuates up and down. And, you know, he has unusual pop for a guy his size and plays big, plays bigger than maybe, you know, people see him. So I don't think it's an issue. You know, I mean, I know the NFL guys, you know, he's not a prototype inside 3-4 linebacker, but. Yeah, I was, you know, you talk to the NFL scouts and they say this, he's a football player and he's going to, you know, guys who like him, you need him on their team and he makes your team better no matter what. No matter, I don't care what I said last night, we were talking a little bit about it, and I don't care if he's 5'6". Somebody who plays football the way he does is going to, you know, make sure is a valuable piece of a puzzle.
Well, when you critique Brett Maher after six games,
I'm excited about Brett. I think he's really responded well. He's done a really good job for us, and I think he can get better. I think he really understands what JP and what the coaching staff is asking him to do, both in the punting and kicking. I think he's handled the dual role very well, and I think he's, you know, we've done a fairly good job of keeping him fresh through the whole thing, and I think there's a lot more out there for him. He's a very confident young man. I mean, he does a good job of, you know, the whole situation hasn't faded. You always worry about a first-time kicker going in there, and you know, how's he going to handle it when the lights are on, and you know, when he's thrown in, and boy, he wants to be in those situations, in the tough situations. You know, I mean, he's. I can't remember which game it was, but he, you know, here he is begging me to kick a 61-yarder or something like that at the end of the first half. You know, there are a lot of kickers that are going to run the other way if that's even brought up to him. But, you know, here he was tugging on my shirt saying, hey, I can make this. So that's the kind of makeup you want in a kicker.
You gave him one more job than you guys gave Allen. Does he have to do that at all with the kickoffs on top of everything?
No, but we feel like, you know, obviously we feel real good about Mauro Bondi too. And yeah, he gets a lot of the reps in practice. We feel like at any time, I think communication's the key, making sure we don't overuse him. And really, with a kicker, you got to go off of what he says and you know how he feels. And he knows. He knows if he's getting tired or whatever it may be. And I think that communication's been good. I think we rep those guys the right way. And, you know, so we're developing for the future also. It's really the same way we handled Alex and Brett when Alex was a kicker. And I think it's the best of both worlds for both guys.
Hey, back to the offensive line, were you concerned about that unit heading out of fall camp? Was that high on your list?
Yeah, I would say yes, especially because we were, you know, we had a lot of injuries in camp, and we had a lot of, you know, moving parts. I think it's settled. I think we've settled in a little bit. We've settled down. Kind of guys have kind of, you know, fallen into their slots. And I think that, you know, playing a lot of guys early and repping a lot of guys through camp helped us. Now that, you know, we're, you know, fairly healthy right now, other than obviously losing a really good football player in Jay Cotton, you know, we've kind of settled into where guys are playing and where they're repping. And, you know, I think that's helped us. We've gained more continuity as the season's gone on, and hopefully that makes us, you know, better as the season plays out.
Well, anything you've seen in the first 3 weeks of Big Ten play, whether it's who's winning or style of play, anything that struck you?
Not really. It's I don't know. It's pretty similar to what I thought going in. Okay. You know. I didn't watch a lot over the weekend, to be honest with you. But it's kind of what I thought it would be going in. I think you know, it's the interesting part of it is you see a lot of, you know, you know, week to week, I think you're going to be challenged. And I really do. I think that, you don't have to necessarily, you know, everyone, you talk about who's hot, but, you know, I do know this. The coaching is very good. You're going to be challenged on a weekly basis, and you got to execute. And, you're not going to get a lot of, week in and week out. You're going to be challenged. And it's, how's it going to play, take a toll on you over the long haul? You know, that remains to be seen.
That kind of lends itself to a lot of close games. You like the way your team is set up mentally to handle it?
Yeah, I think we've handled those situations pretty well. Like I said, I think that we're getting a lot closer in my mind from, we're executing better, more consistently in all areas. But I think, I keep saying it. We have to make sure, we just have to take care of us. And I think we're getting a lot closer to doing that. I think we're settling in. I think we have a better idea personnel-wise where we are and where we need to be in a lot of instances. And I think that continuity in all areas is starting to settle in, which I think eventually will lend to us being a better football team for the second half of the year, you know. We're 5-1. Obviously, we'd like to be 6-0, and we'll see how it plays out. If we just keep working and stay the course of where we are, we'll be fine.
Hey, Bo, in the wake of yesterday's festivities up in Detroit with Schwartz and Harbaugh, do you think that the post-game handshake is really necessary for coaches?
I really don't know exactly what happened there. I think it's a you like the two football teams, obviously, to shake hands when the game's over. It's, it's sportsmanship. It's the right thing to do. And I think it just makes sense that the coaches do the same thing. I mean, I think that's a rare thing. I mean, it's an emotional game. I don't know. I really can't speak to what happened because I really have no idea what happened or what was said. I know both those guys personally, and they're both competitors. And sometimes things happen in the heat of the moment, and I'm sure neither of them are worried about it today. Because you guys have a lot of nice things to write about, though, right?
not specifically about that, but the subject comes up because of what happened. Not that you necessarily know the particulars of it, but I mean, how dicey can it be sometimes after the way maybe a game unfolds to have to go across there and shake a guy's hand?
Well, obviously you got two guys that did. Opposite ends of the spectrum, one who's pretty excited and one who's, who feels like his heart got ripped out. Like I said, most of the time I think that's usually handled pretty well, and I don't remember, at least since I've been a head coach, ever there being an issue. So, every situation is different. Every game's different. The emotions are different in different circumstances. But for the most part, I don't think it's a bad thing.
Hey, back to Chase Rome for a second. To look at him, you'd think that his advantage is his quickness. But is he also a strong guy? I mean, you've got him inside a tackle. He's not the biggest guy in the world. Most people know that.
Well, I think Chase is up there around 300 pounds. He's not a small guy by any means. And I don't know what he's listed at. He's big, he's strong, he's powerful. And to a certain extent, over the last, he's been trying to just figure it out. When he first came in, he was an end. We were thinking of him as an end, but a guy we thought could play inside or outside. And he's kind of settled in as an inside guy. And I really think he's gotten better. I think it's starting to click for him now. And I think that his future is very bright.
Have you figured out who the starter is at that spot?
Well, we'll see. That plays out week to week. We're going to play four guys, really. At the end of the day, you're going to see, Baker. You're going to see Thad, Terrence, and you're going to see Chase. We really have four starters that really, three starters opposite of Baker. So we don't really get caught up in that. It depends on how the week plays out.
Well, Eric Martin, will he still be a defensive end, or is he being used as a linebacker? How are you guys going to utilize him going forward?
Well, he's mainly a defensive end, but he's somebody that we know that
in certain packages and things, you know, we can stand him up and play him as a linebacker and try and use him the right way, you know. You know, a lot of that depends on game plan and that type of thing. But he has a lot of, you know, he has a lot of versatility in what he brings to the table. So we try to use that. And obviously his training as a linebacker lends to that a little bit. That's it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Dirk Chatwin was the fourth question, I believe. Jared Crick's okay. Coach is happy today. He's ready for Minnesota. I think we're ready for some football. Bo Pelini's press conference every Monday here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Very, very upbeat, which I really didn't, you know, maybe a week away. Everybody.
Time off refreshes, should refresh everyone.
So I didn't think that was good, and I thought Dirk's question was a good one.
Yeah,
I mean, it was
no controversy there. We'll talk more about it in a minute here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where you can go to thinkmidway.com and check out all the great deals for Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Check out their new tire special at the Chevy location. Purchase a set of new tires and get their price match guarantee and a $60 mail-in rebate, plus a free inspection and car wash. Just one of the many things they do for you at the Midway Auto Group. Check them out online, thinkmidway.com. Like them on Facebook, and you'll find out a whole lot more. It is hassle-free all the time at the Midway Auto Group. And we'll be back with more after this.
Hi, everybody. It's Colin Cowherd. With everybody working on the go, holding an impromptu meeting can be virtually impossible. But not anymore. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can host your meeting online from your computer while your attendees join from any computer, an iPad, and now from an iPhone or any Android mobile device, too. With the free GoToMeeting app, anybody can attend your online meeting sessions. Just tap the email invitation. They'll join instantly. It's that easy. This new GoToMeeting app is fantastic. I can see the host's desktop right from my smartphone or my tablet, so I can attend the meetings on the go. I could be in a taxi. I want you to try GoToMeeting free today. Go to the App Store, Android Market, download the free app, and start joining GoToMeeting sessions from anywhere and host your own meetings with a free 30-day trial. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. Everybody's working on the go. Impromptu meetings are no problem with GoToMeeting by Citrix.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grand Island has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
Tonight, it's an AFC East showdown when the New York Jets take on the Miami Dolphins. Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth in the Meadowlands for all the action. Will quarterback Mark Sanchez and the Jets fly high in primetime? Or will Miami register their first win of the season? Tune in to find out. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Overcast skies throughout your day today. Showers become likely by this afternoon. Highs will only top out near 51 degrees. Winds east 5 to 15 miles an hour, possibly gusting higher at times. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. It's currently 46. People everywhere, now everybody put your hands in the air. Say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doug and Eddie's show, Sun Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Folks, our friends at Complete Nutrition want you to look better, feel better, perform better. Ask them about the Dual Threat Combo Pack before and after every workout you do. Extreme pre-workout and post-workout energy and endurance. Immediate and sustained recovery, increased strength and gains. Ask them about it today. If you're in Grand Island, just north of Gordonman's off of Highway 281. If you're in Kearney, just north of Sunmart, right along 2nd Avenue. They're there for you, trained professionals waiting to help you, whether you're looking to lose weight, gain strength, maintain what you've already done. Check them out, Complete Nutrition, or get on the website, CompleteNutrition.com.
Final note today, the Nebraska Golf Association will highlight their season at their annual awards banquet later this month. It's October 28th at the Lincoln Country Club. But the honorees include Riley Reinertsen of Gibbon, Nebraska's co-junior amateur golfer of the year, and Danielle Lemick of Donovan, Nebraska's girls amateur golfer of the year. Had a chance to talk with her last week on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you happen to miss that interview or any of the other interviews, you can check them out on our podcast. Go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. You can listen to any of the old shows, whether it's today, you can catch it in about 10 minutes, or if it's last week, the week before, the month before, they're up there for you at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can like us on Facebook for updates from the Doug and Daddy Show and the world of sports in general for ESPN. And of course, you can vote on the ATS Hot Topic. Don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also in Cozad, North Platte, and Lexington.
Don't forget, Doug, Wednesdays are Husker Lunch. Back again, Cunningham's Journal. Get all your latest news on the Huskers. I know a lot of people are focusing on that Michigan State game this weekend. We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. The number one ranked defense in all the land, the Spartans. Great article by Lee Barfneck in the World Herald. He was there.
That's pretty unbelievable. Sean Callahan joins us Wednesday. Tomorrow, Daryl Morris of UNK, Tony Harper from Hastings College, and our buddy Chuck Dummer from Pheasants Forever. They're all on the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.